Be'ezrat Hashem's book, we begin Dav Dalad in Masechtas Moed Katan. We begin 8 lines Dav at the top of the Yamed. But the Gemara is in the middle of a discussion with the previous stuff. That is, we started this discussion all the way on the Beis, when we're talking about the opening halacha of our parak of our Masechta, of Mashkin Beis Hashlocha, and that one could go ahead and water an irrigated field, both on Moed and on Shvius. And we said we understand regarding Moed why that would be the case, because it's a for Tircha, B'makam Hefzid, so it's rabbinic, so we permitted that. But Shemitah, Malacha should be forbidden no matter what the situation, what the circumstances is. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, watering, even though we had this Machalikis, if it's Chayrish or Zareya, but ultimately that is a Teilada, and the Teilada wasn't forbidden. And that the Gemara got into discussion, that possibly even Charisha itself won't be forbidden, because although that's generally an Av Malacha, but regarding that of Shemitah, it's not explicit in the Pasuk explicitly mentions certain things to say only they're forbidden. But even Charisha wouldn't, one would not get lashes on, and on the previous staff, in Amad Beis, that we brought, that was the first interpretation in the enigmatic statement that Rav Dimi had said, you would think you get Malkus on the Tosefes. What's Tosefes? Referring to Charisha, because it's not explicit in the Torah, but you would know from the Klal, Prat Miklal, that was saying that, no, you're not going to get Malkus, because Hani in Achrid Nila, it only mentioned those specifically, but other things like Charisha, which doesn't say in the Torah, like planting and like pruning, one actually would not get lashes for that. That was the first interpretation. That's why we brought it in. Then the Gemara wrote a second interpretation. What is the case of Tosefet? It's actually referring to the 30 days before Shoshana on the Shemitah year. Then already one has to have the prohibition of plowing. And that the Gemara says, then how is it during Leil Beis Dinoy ended up saying that it's going to be Nosav Le Tamud De Lepetru? They say it's going to be Pater. But this is something that's a Halacha Meshav Sinai, or we learn it from a Pasig. How could they go ahead and nullify that? So that the Gemara got into a discussion. Actually, they weren't permitting that 30 days before. They were only permitting from Pesach and Shavuos, which was Beisham Beis Hill's Gezerah, because they had actually put that into their Gezerah, that whoever wants to come along, b'mevatel, they can b'mevatel. That was the first interpretation. That's why Gemara continues that Rabbi Yechonam, he says that actually, actually, they biblically nullified this halacha. Actually, even the halacha Meshav Sinai, yeah, the 30 days before, because they actually found an allusion from the Torah, and that's how they could nullify the halacha. My tam, what's the reason? Because Gomer Shabbos, Shabbos, Mishabbos Bereishis. The Begzera Shava of resting from Shabbos Bereishis, which is the Shabbos that we call Shabbos every seventh day, to teach you Malahal and just to go Bedir, which it's called Shabbos. He has Suda, only Shabbos is forbidden. Lefaneo Lachrem Mutarn, but before Shabbos and after Shabbos is going to be permitted. So too, Afkan, also here also by Shemitah, which is also called Shabbos. He has Suda, it's only the Shemitah year itself that's forbidden. Lefaneo Lachrem Mutarn, but the year before and the year after is going to be permitted, and therefore that's what we had the Limud, Lepetura, from the Torah itself, which tells you that no, 30 days before is not going to be problematic. Which Tosafos actually says, we know there's halacha, the Gemara Yuma brings in the Pei Alav Beis, that there is what's called Tosafos Shabbos. So what do you mean, before Shabbos not forbidden? That's exactly what Halacha was saying over here for the Halacha of Shemitah. And that's just Tosafos, no, that little bit, because Tosafos Shabbos is literally just a moment, that we're not considering as a Tosafos, and therefore that would not be the source for the Halacha. To the contrary, we would say that just like over there, you don't have to really add on anything. So too over here, that we therefore, that's how they were able to save Leil Beis Dinoy, not to have the 30 days before. And that was what it meant. Yochel Yulkal Tosafos, like we had this Halacha Meshav Sinai, or Pasuk. Menos L'Tamud L'Petur, that no, we learned it from Shabbos Bereishis, not. So the Gemara says, Masla of Rashi, Rashi asks, I don't understand. So we have two interpretations on the top of the summit from the previous Dab, Bishmol, Rebbe Kiva. What exactly is the source for Tosefes Shvius, to have the prohibition of Malacha 30 days before the Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, either from a Pasuk or from Halacha Meshav Sinai? So says Gemara, Man the Mehilcha, so the one that says that it's Halacha Meshav Sinai that before Rosh Hashanah it's also to do Malacha, Asik Gzeira Shava Akra Hilchasa? What, they're bringing me this Gzeira Shava and they're going to uproot Halacha Meshav Sinai? In other words, because of Gzeira Shava that they're making up on their own from Shabbos, how could you know if Halacha Meshav Sinai? A person can't just make up his own Gzeira Shava. And if Halacha Meshav Sinai tells us, which obviously there was such a Messiah, that it is forbidden, how could they say it's permitted? And the Manda Makaran, the one that learns it from a Pasuk, as we brought by Bechara Shabba Katsa Tishbais, Asik Zer Shabba Akakra, you can make up your own Zer Shabba to uproot the Pasuk? So Elam Ravashi, rather Ravashi says that most definitely that they nullified it from the Torah, but it's not like we said before. Rather, Mlilu Beis Dinoy, Savila Kribi Shmal, the Hela Kribi Shmal, yes, Dama Halacha Hilchasa Gemirla, so they're going in that school, they're obviously not going to uproot a Pasuk like the other interpretation, they were going in the Mandam, in the pin that holds Halacha Meshav Sinai. Okay, so that was why we would have thought Yilkal Tosefes, But then what's this venusable tamud lipturo? Oh, because v'chi gemiri hilchasa, the halacha mishnah was limited, and the qualification was bisman shabeis hamikdash kaim, only when the bisman shabeis hamikdash was around, which was dumid the nisach hamayim, comparable to another halacha mishnah Sinai of nisach hamayim, which is only when the bisman shabeis hamikdash is around. Bisman shabeis hamikdash kaim loy, but if the bisman shabeis is not around, then no. And yes, we're named lila beis dinai permitted it. Was when the Beis Hamikdash is not around anymore. And therefore, that's what we're saying was the second interpretation of Yochel Yilkal Tesefes, which is Tesefes of Rosh Hashanah, of the Shemitah year. And then we say, no, that now that there's no more Beis Hamikdash, there's not going to be any liability. Continuing the Halacha of the Mishnah, which again, we were still in the opening statement of Mashkin Beis Hashlochen, that you could water an irrigated field, like we said, because it's a Hefzim Rubah, it's called Dav HaAvid. Aval loy, but we said, okay, that could be from a Mayan, whether a new spring or an old spring, doesn't make a difference, but not, you can't water even an irrigated field on Chalamayid, Mimeha Gushamim or Meha Kilin. You cannot take from rainwater or from well water. So the Gemara explains this halacha. Bishlam Mimei Kiluach, we understand that you can't take well water because it's obviously an egg overly exerting oneself because you have to dig down deep into the well to get the water. But rainwater, which is not deep down, what's the great effort that you have to put in? And therefore, why wouldn't it be permitted, like a spring, to go ahead and water the field? So the Gemara brings two interpretations. It says, you're right. Technically, rainwater is not deep down, and it's in these, it's in the on the ground that there is over here. But because it's a limited quantity, and it's similar to well water, which is gathered over there, kind of just like a spring that's gushing forth. So, if we let you use rainwater, you might come to use well water, and then you're going to be going through a tircha. So that's why it's forbidden. Rav Ashami says, no. The rainwater itself, it's not because of a different category of well water, which is similar to it. No, the rainwater itself, could come to be like the category of well water. What does that mean? In other words, if you're going to keep on drawing the rainwater, so it's going to be like well water because whatever the rain had gathered in, it's not going to be full anymore. You can keep on using it, and it's going to be very low down, and then you're going to have to draw up the water again. It's going to have the same tircha, the same effort as well water, therefore rainwater is forbidden. Says the Gemara, but kamifal kibud Reb Zeira. They seem to be disagreeing in the halacha of Reb Zeira. Because Om Reb Zeira, Om Rabba Yimer, Om Shmuel, he says the following teaching. He says, Naharis, regarding streams, Hamayishchin Mayim, which are drawing water, Mina Agamim, from the ponds of the rainwater. Which the Gemara at this point assumes what that means to say is that these ponds of rainwater, which could stop their flow, but those streams are coming from these ponds. Mutal hashkes men b'chol hamoed. He says you're allowed to go ahead and water from those streams on chol hamoed, and that is we're not geyser that it's gonna use up all the pond water. And you're going to go and now, once you're using it and we're letting you use the water from the stream, you're going to go get it from another stream, which is going to be a tircha, which again, we don't let tircha yisera on chalamayit. And that's a b'zera that, no, we're not concerned for that. You're allowed to use that water on chalashamayit. So the Gemara explains, how do we see this in the machlekes of Rav Ashi and Rav Yechonon? Because Rav Ashi is led to the b'zera. He held like Rav b'zera that the concerns are not for a different category, it's for it itself. And here, for it itself, we don't have a concern. And therefore, Rav Ashi says, like Reb Zeira, that, okay, you could use this this water from the stream. Whereas Amar, Reb Elon, the name Reb Yechonon, that said that we make gezeiras from one category to another one. So he said that rainwater, even if it's not going to stop, you still can't use rainwater because of a similar category of well water. In other words, from the fact that you saw by Rav Ashi that he said that, Rav Ashi said that rainwater could come to be like well water, so that's why rainwater is forbidden. So the inference is that Rabbi Yechonon says, Asers, even if rainwater will not be like well water, it's still forbidden. Oh, so Leslie Rabbi Zeira, so he doesn't hold like Rabbi Zeira, who's not Geyser, because what are you saying? You're saying that the streams you could use on Chol HaMoed, and we're not concerned that it's going to run out. Who cares if it's not going to run out? But it's definitely similar to like a case of something that could run out, could technically actually even could run out. Obviously, that they're disagreeing in his halacha Rabbi Yechanan would disagree with that premise, because Rabbi Yechanan says, I don't care if you're not going to run out of water. It definitely is similar to that which would. And then he's goyzer like by Megishamim, whereas Rav Ashi holds like him, and therefore, since here technically we're not concerned, it's only when technically this rainwater could be like well water. Here we're not concerned for that. So therefore, that's why it would be permitted to draw water from the streams on Chol HaMoed. Now Gufa, the Gemara goes now and quotes the text of this teaching to discuss it. Amr Rav Zeidu Amr Abba B'Yimri Amr Shmuel. Like we just quoted his teaching. The streams that are drawing water from the pools are permitted to water from them for one's purposes on the intermediate days of the Yom. So Rabbi Yirmiya asks on this teaching of Rabbi Zeira, which again, like we said, now the Gemara assumes in the beginning that we're talking about that these pools of water do tend to stop. He asked him the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Avoloi mi mei geshamim, voloi mi mei kilim." He said, "Okay, you can water an irrigated field because it's a davar oven, but we still don't want you to do tirchi yisera. That you cannot use rainwater and you cannot use well water. Why? Because you might use it up, and it's going to be a great effort to go and dig deep down to get the water, which is a tirchi yisera. So wait a second. Here also, by these agamim, by these the streams are coming from these pools of rainwater." Why are we not concerned that maybe it's going to get used up? All the pool water, you have to go through Tirchi Yaseira. We see in our Mishnah, we are concerned for Tirchi Yaseira, and therefore we make it forbidden even by rainwater, like we said. So Malay said to him, Yirmiya Bri, my son Yirmiya, Hani Agam the Bavel, these pools of water from rainwater in Bavel, Kemaya Deloy Paskidami, is like water that doesn't stop, and therefore there is no concern. And that's really what the halacha of Reb Zeira was, as we quoted before, that we're not concerned for it itself. We said Rabbi Yechanan, who doesn't care if we're not concerned for it itself, but even for just another category, like we said, he wouldn't hold of it. But the halacha of Reb Zeira is saying that that's not a contradiction from our Mishnah, because those cases, Megisham, Mekilim, again, they are things that could run out, and therefore they're forbidden. But here, we don't have to be concerned that it's going to run out, therefore it's going to be permitted. Because in Bavel, there was a lot of rain, and those pools of water are not going to get used up. In a later discussion, turned upon within the Braisa, Hapsikos v'Habreichos, they're the same thing regarding ditches, Shinesmalu Mayim Erb Yamtib, which were filled up with water from before Yamtib, Asla Hashkes Men B'Chel Shalmoid. You now let water from them on Chol HaMoed, but Vemhoisa Amasamayim and Beres B'Neim, but if there was a canal of water that was going between these two pools, then Mutter, then permitted to water from the rainwater that's in there, because even if the pools of rainwater are going to get used up, they're still going to be watered from the canal that's running through them. Now, Amar Papa, he qualifies this teaching. He says, but v'hu shiru b'shal oisa sada, that's only if the majority of that field could be shaysa mo'isa amas amayim, could drink, could be watered from that canal of water. Where you could water the majority of that field in one time from that canal of water. Then we're not concerned, even if, let's say, they would dry up from the rainwater. But if you cannot water in one time that from that canal, the majority of the field, then you cannot water from these ditches because, again, they might be used up and you might go try to bring it from somewhere else but the canal that's running through doesn't make a difference. It won't be the majority. It won't be sufficient for him. So it has to be only if at least that canal could water the majority of the field. Rav Ashi may disagree. He says, no, even if you can't water the majority of that field from that canal, so why are we not concerned that, okay, it might get used up, we might go and do a tirchi yisera to get water from elsewhere? Because kimin dekom mashcha ba'asya, since ultimately the canal is drawing and it's coming, Meimram is going to say, okay, even if the canal is not enough for one day to water the majority of the field, but tishti l'che, but l'asayim, it'll water it over 2 or 3 days from that canal of the water, and therefore he's not going to go through the effort to bring from another canal of water, and therefore, we're not chayshish for a tirchi yisera, and therefore, it's sufficient even if that canal cannot go ahead and give in one day the majority of the field. In a related discussion, turn about the braisa, b'recha sh'netefes mayim. If there's a pool that's dripping water, mistei beis hashlochen zu from this irrigated field, which was on a higher plateau, and there was a spring that was gushing from the side of that from that irrigated field. And on the side of that, it was a lower field, irrigated field. Now, additionally, between these two Beis HaShlachan, which irrigated field means say you have to water that field. On the side of the lower one, there was a small little pool. And when they would water the higher irrigated field from the spring that there is over there, which we said in the Mishnah you're allowed to do, so it would drip from that higher irrigated field into the lower pool that's on the side of the lower Beis HaShlachim. So and that's what the Brice is saying, that if you have this pool that's dripping water from this Stei Beis HaShlachim that's higher up, you're allowed to go ahead and water the lower down Stei Beis HaShlachim from that pool which is there on the bottom. Now, although pools of water generally could get used up, but since it's dripping from the higher irrigated field, the water that's coming from the spring, which you use to water the higher one, which is dripping down to this pool, so you could use that pool on the bottom to go ahead and water the lower Beis HaShlachim. But says the Gemara, what do you mean? What do you mean? But pools of water get used up, and we should be concerned that maybe he's going to go and put in the effort and bring from a different spring, and that's going to be a Tir Chiyasei, which we don't allow in Chol HaShemayim. On that end of Yirmiyah, he says, what we're talking about, Vadayin Himetav Tefes. We're talking about it's still dripping from the higher irrigated field into the pool, where most definitely it's not going to be used up. And on Abayi, he says, V'hush Lepasik Mayin Rishon. This is also if the first spring, which is dripping from the higher irrigated field into the pool, that spring, which is being used to water that didn't get used up and is still dripping from the higher field, then is where you're allowed to go ahead and water from that lower pool to the lower irrigated field. But if, let's say, the spring had already been used up, it already stopped, then even though it's still dripping from the higher irrigated field into the pool, then you're right, wouldn't be able to water from the pool to the lower irrigated field because it might get used up, and then it's going to go through the tircha and bring from a different spring. But as long as you have all these qualifications, then you could go ahead, and even though it's from just a pool of water, you could use that for the lower irrigated field. Continuing with the theme we discussed before, Tanya Lintner Braisa, Shimon Menasi Oimi, he says, when you have two rows of vegetation, one above the other, so you can't draw from the lower one, the Yashke Sal Yoina, and water the higher one. Again, this is the theme of the opening halachas of our Mishnah, because it's a tichiser, it's an extra exertion which we don't allow in Chalamite. More than this, Rabbi Shimon says, even if it's one row, half is lower and half is higher. If let's say you have a lot of water in the lower row, you can't go ahead and put it onto the higher row because again, it's a tircha to take from lower to higher. Continue on this theme, turn about the braisam, madlin liyarakas. Now, what that sounds like is that the word madlin from the word dli, which means to draw water and to water the vegetables, that's permitted kedei la'achon if you want to eat them achalamayit. But if it's to make it better that the vegetable should grow, also that's forbidden because that's what's known as harvacha, as just gain of profit, that's forbidden. We only say things that are tzarchei mayit or davar avid or tzarchei mitzvah, those are things that are permitted. Now the Gemara brings a story related to this halacha from this braisa. Ravina, v'rabba tosva, these two talmid chacham, have a ka'azi ba'urcha, they were going on the road, and chazlahu gavr, they saw a certain person, have a doli davla b'chol demayada, that he drew buckets of water for the vegetables, of a stay-based habal, which is a non-irrigated field, which that's something that the Chum did not permit to do on Chol HaMoed. As we said in the opening halacha, the title of our perek, it was only for the Beis HaShlachim that we permitted, because that would be a great loss, because that the water doesn't get through naturally, you have to go and actually irrigate it. This guy was drawing buckets of water for the vegetables of the stay-based habal on Chol HaMoed. He said, let's go and excommunicate this person. He's doing it for Bin Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Omalei, so on that, Ravina responded to him. He says, what do you mean? In the Braisa Halacha we just quoted before, Madlin liyarakas kedei la'achal, you're allowed to draw water for the vegetables if you want to eat them achalamayit. Omalei, so on that, Rabbi Tosfos said back, he says, Misava, do you think my Madlin, that when they said in the Braisa Madlin, as we originally interpreted, and he's saying, what? You think it means Madlin Maya? You think it means that you're allowed to draw water to water the vegetables on achalamayit? No, my, as you continue to midbay, is madlin. You know what it means, madlin, that you're allowed to go ahead and do a chol HaShemayit? It's shalaifi. It means when the vegetables are contiguous, are bundled very tightly near each other, you take out one from the middle. And what it means to say is if you're doing it la'ochlan, that's going to be mutter, if you want to actually eat the ones that you're taking out. But if you're doing liyapaisan, meaning you want to make the rest better by taking out this one, that's going to be asr. So it's not to do with drawing water. We're actually talking about, it actually means a terminology of tearing out. Kitnan, as we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Peah, just to show that the translation of the word means something else, we find the same word hamedel, which there clearly it means to say tearing. If someone's detaching, bigfanim, in a person could go ahead and detach by grapevines, which if let's say there's too many, this it's too much, so you want to pick out almost like a pruning process. So kishem shu medel b'shalai, just like he could do that by his own, kachu medel b'shalai neim, so too he could do the same thing for the paupers by peya, which are the corner of the field you have to leave for the poor, or oilalais, which are the ones that don't have a shoulder and don't have enough on the cluster, so that goes to the poor. That's the Rebbe Yehuda. You could do it for the poor, just like you do it for yourself. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, b'shalai rishai, for your own you could do, but v'ein rishai b'shalai neim, and I'll do it for the poor. So one thing you see is that the word hamedel is, and this is the word we're talking about, madlin, that doesn't mean drawing water, it means actually detaching. So if you're detaching from the irakis, if it's la'achlan, it's mutter, but if it's li'apais, that's going to be us, so you don't see anything about drawing water on chalamay. To which Amalei, he responded back to me, he says, what do you mean? But Tanya learned the Braisa clearly that says, madlin mayim, it says the word mayim there clearly. We could draw water, li'irakis, for vegetables on chalashamay, if it's k'day la'achlan, it's to eat it. So Amalei says, oh, in Tanya, Tanya, you're right. If there's a Braisa says explicitly, I would say, it, not muchach, I could say madlin means to say that tearing out the vegetable, and we don't find any way that you're allowed to draw water on chosmite for vegetables, because it's not a basis shlochen, like we said, and therefore it should be forbidden. But if you have a Braisa that says it, it's clear, you're right, you're allowed to draw water if it's for the vegetables to eat on chosmite, and if it's muta, and therefore they didn't excommunicate that individual. Mishnah said, vein oisin ugis legafanum. You're now going to make ugyas for the grapevine. Says Gemara, ugyas, what are ugyas? So I'm going to be he says it's binke. It's these pits that are beneath the grapevines or the olive trees that they put water inside of it. That you're now going to make on chalashamite. Tanayavach is in the Braisa. Elehin ugyas. Now the word ugyas is, it means a circle that's around. Like we find the Gemara in Tainus W test by Chayni Hamagel, Og Uga. He made a circle and Ba'amad B'teich, he stood inside of it. So what does it mean, these circles? They're bedidin, which also is a terminology of a pit. That's by the roots of the olive tree and by the roots of the grapevine. That's what we mean are ugyas, which are forbidden to be made. That says, is that really so? But Rabbi Yehuda shari livnei bar tzisai, he permitted for the members of this place bar tzisai, lemevid binke, to make these circles, lekarmein, for their vineyards. And how could he have permitted? But the Mishnah says, ein oisin ugyas, and you said ugyas are binke. So how did he permit them to make binke then? So the Gemara Likash, not difficult, because ha, the halacha of our Mishnah is talking about bechadati, by new ones, which there were never any pools of water beneath them from before Yom Tov. That can now make a chalamite, because that's a tircha yisera. Again, that's always the qualifications we're discussing in our Mishnah, but extra overly exerting. But ha, Rabbi Yehuda was batiki. They were old, meaning those ugyas were already there, they just got clogged up. And that you allowed to go ahead and re-dig it up on chalashamay, and there is not a contradiction. He said, "In sa'amo, you're not allowed to make a canal on chalashamayid and on shmita." So the Gemara wonders on this halacha. We understand regarding chalashamayid mishum the kotarach, because there, and each one of these could be a leniency or a stringency depending on the context. In this context, about making the canal, we said chalashamayid is not really as malacha per se; it's more about that of the effort. And here, it's an effort to make a canal, and therefore it would be forbidden. El Shvias, but in the Shemitah year, my Tam, what's the reason? It's not effort that you're not doing the Shemitah year, you're just not doing malacha in the karka. Well, how does this have to do agriculturally with the karka that it should be forbidden as malacha that you're not allowed to make a canal? So, Plikabar Abzever of Abba Bamamo. Chadama once says, Mishnir Ka'idr. Because it looks like hoeing for the purposes of the Shemitah year, because he's chayfer, he's digging like Eider, like hoeing. You know, he's doing it to make a canal, but it looks like that. And if it be forbidden in the Shemitah year. V'chadam, the other one says, a different reason. Because actually, you're preparing the banks of that canal for planting, because when you're digging that canal, so you leave over the earth of that canal on the edge. Now, that's preparing that ground to be planted because you made it soft by digging it up, and that makes it easier to plant. So that's something that's related to Zriya, which is forbidden to be done on the Shemitah year. So what's in between these two interpretations, if it looks like either hoeing or because he's preparing the banks for planting? So the difference between them is the ka'asu maya basre. If, when he's digging this canal, right away water comes rushing in to what he dug. as the Gemara explains. Mandam, according to one that says, because you're preparing the banks for planting Se'ika. Even though water came into the canal right afterwards, but ultimately, you made the field right there on the side, on the banks, soft, and therefore it's prepared for planting, so that would still have that violation. Whereas Mandam, according to the one that says, because it looks like that you're hoeing, which is exactly where you're digging, Leka, that's not a problem because the water just went and flooded that whole canal. Now, when you're hoeing, you're not flooding the area with water, so therefore it doesn't look like either, and therefore it would be permitted. But the Gemara doesn't like this interpretation, that's the difference between them, because even according to one that says that the problem is because it looks like either, and you don't have that if the water comes rushing in afterwards, but what do you mean? He should be concerned because you are preparing the banks for Zriya. Ultimately, you're doing that. Why wouldn't he hold that as a concern? That it should be forbidden for that reason, too. Sailor rather says the Gemara, no, you're right. We're not talking about where water comes in afterwards into the canal. Rather, Ika Binari, the difference between them is the Koshokal Mine, where if he takes what he dug in the canal, the Shadi, and he throws that earth, Livroi, he throws it far away from the banks of this canal, where he's not preparing the edges for planting, because that soft earth is actually being thrown far away. Oh, so that's what the Gemara explains now. Lamandam, according to the one that says, because you're preparing the banks for planting, in this case, if you're throwing it far away, like it, you're not preparing the banks for planting. So wouldn't it be a problem? Lamandam, according to the one that says that it looks like you're hoeing, it would be a problem because we're describing this case that you are digging and water's not coming in afterwards, and therefore that would be the difference between them. But says the Gemara, same thing we asked on that mandam, we're asking on this one. According to the one that says that the problem is because you're preparing the banks for planting, which you don't have over here because you're throwing it far away, but we should be concerned because it looks like that you're hoeing, which because the water's not filling in, so why is he not concerned with that reasoning? Says Zimah, I'll tell you why he's not concerned with that. Because he holds that Eidur Nami, also regarding hoeing, Kika Shakal, when you take the earth, Beduchte Manichle, you leave it in its place. You don't throw it far away because you're only doing it to soften the earth. But here, when you're throwing it far away, it doesn't look like either. Because if you're doing either, you would have kept it in the area. Oh, so it doesn't look like either, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem, not for his reasoning, because no machshav kapella is real, because he's throwing it far away. And it doesn't, even according to him, look like either, and that would be the difference between these two different mandam. Now, the Gemara tells a Mamer Masnila, he actually taught explicitly that this that Rav Elazar said in the Mishnah that you now make a canal in the Shemitah year, which we had a machlek is, what's the reasoning? He learned explicitly from the Shneir Ka'idr because it looks like that you're hoeing. Now, the Gemara says, however, Vakashli did Rav Elazar ben Azariah, did Rav Elazar ben Azariah. We seem to have a contradiction in his own opinion because Umiyom and Rav Elazar ben Azariah, did Rav Elazar ben Azariah really say? As we just explained, that Kol Shneir Ka'idr Asa, whatever looks like hoeing is going to be forbidden if you cannot make a canal in the Shemitah year because it looks like you're hoeing. But wait a minute, this seems to be contradicted from the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas. Mishnah says the following halacha. Eisa Adam is Zivola, a person can make his fertilizer, Eitzer a storehouse, meaning he could gather all the fertilizer that he has in the Shemitah year, which is from the animal dung that he has in the field in the Shemitah year. And he could gather it all together in a pile. And we don't say, wait a second, it looks like as if he's fertilizing his field in the Shemitah year. No, it's not a problem. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rameya Eiser, Rameya says, no, you're not going to go ahead and gather your fertilizer on the field in the Shemitah year. Achayamik shleisha tfachim. Until you dig a space that's three tfachim, three hand breadth deep, and that's where you put the fertilizer. Or you make an elevated platform three tfachim high, where three tfachim is already a distinct area where it's obvious you're not doing it to fertilize your field in the Shemitah year. Now, hayiladav muat. Now, let's say if he had already a little fertilizer in that field before the Shemitah year, then you could just add on fertilizer b'haylecha and continue going in the Shemitah year, and then you don't have to make it any deeper, because we already know that that's just where he stores his fertilizer. It's not like he's doing it to fertilize the field. However, Blaz ben Azariah Eiser, he says, forbidden. Even if you had a little bit fertilizer before the Shemitah year, you're not allowed to add on the Shemitah year, until you make an area that's deep three tvachim, or you make an elevated platform of three tvachim, or until you give the fertilizer ala sela on hard rock in the field, where obviously that doesn't look like you're fertilizing because that's not land that could be worked because it's rocky in that area of the field. Now, so the question the Gemara is asking is, how could Rav Elazar let you dig, as he's saying, okay, you want to put fertilizer, dig three tefachim deep, or make high three tefachim deep, or put on rock. But one of the options where you could dig three tefachim deep, how could you dig three tefachim deep on the Shemitah year Why should we not be concerned that it's nirukah eider? That it looks like you're hoeing. We said you can't make canals, you can't do any digging, excavations, because it looks like eider. So how does he let this option over here? Says the Gemara, we have two interpretations. Reb Zeira and Reb Abba B'mamo. Chadama one says, kugoyin shehemek. We're talking about, his interpretation meant if you had already made it deep. In other words, this Reb Laza says, achayamek, he's not saying that now in the Shemitah you should dig three tefachim deep. We're talking about if you had already made three tefachim deep from before the Shemitah year. Only then it's going to be good, but you're right, you can't do it on Shemitah year itself. Over Chadama, the other one says, no, actually, zivle mechiyachlav. The fertilizer is proving the point. In other words, that even though you're right, digging in Shemitah year looks like Oiden should be forbidden, here it actually will be permitted. Because the fertilizer that he's putting over there is proving that he's obviously not doing it for hoeing. The point of hoeing is to plant. He's not planting, he's putting all this fertilizer, and therefore that's why it's not forbidden. But you're right, generally it would be a problem, as we said in the Halacha of Mishnah, of Nir Koiden. That's why, according to one interpretation, we said you cannot make the canal on the Shemitah year. In the Halacha of the Mishnah said, the Chachamim said, you could fix the canals that were ruined, that you could fix on Chalash HaMoed. Says the Gemara, my Mekul Kolos, what do the Chacham mean when they say that if it's ruined, then you could fix it on Chalash HaMoed? So Amar Abambe says, Shem Haisa Amuka Tefach. Meaning, in other words, if initially that canal was 6 Tefachim deep, which 6 Tefachim is actually the measurement of an Amma, but then it got clogged up until it was a space of a hand breadth. So 5/6 of it got clogged up. So if it was only a tefach deep, that's what the Chacham is saying, memida shisha tefachim. In other words, you could go ahead and redig 5 tefachim of it that got clogged up. That's something you could fix on Chalash HaMoed. So if it's at 1/6, you could make it back to its 6 out of 6. You could make all the 6 tefachim of the Amma to be complete. So now, based on that proportion, the Gemara says as follows. Pshit, it's obvious. Chatzi tefach al shlesha tefachim. In other words, if originally this canal was 3 tefachim deep, not 6 tefachim, 3 tefachim deep, then it got clogged up only until it was just a depth of a half a tefach. Most definitely, you cannot go ahead and redig those 2.5 tefachim, even though, and that's the Chiddush was saying, that it's proportionately the same thing of a tefach deep, which used to be 6 tefachim deep, same ratio of 6 to 1, you have that if it was 3 tefachim and now it's a half a tefach. No, you can't. Why? Kivin de lo aver maya, because since, most definitely, when you have a canal that's 3 tefachim deep, water doesn't really go in so well. Not originally when there's 3 tefachim, and for sure not now when there's just a half a tefach. So therefore, loy klumhu. So it's not significant. In other words, it would be an unnecessary tircha to go ahead and redig this canal because it's not really something so too substantive. So that wouldn't be allowed to be done. Now, the same ratio the other way. Tfachayim al shneim asr. Let's say originally it was 12 tfachim deep, and now it got clogged up only until there's just a depth of 2 tfachim. Same ratio of 6 to 1. So it would be forbidden to go ahead and dig another 10 tfachim on those original that you have just 2 tefachim of. Why? Because the katarach tirchi yaseira. That would be way too much of an effort. So that wouldn't be allowed because you're digging very much. And additionally, the height of the pit is going to be more than 6 tefachim from the bottom. That we don't let you do. Okay, but the question is as follows. Tefachayim al shiva. So let's say it originally was 7 tefachim deep, and it got clogged up until has 2 tefachim. Now, what's the halacha? Can you redig the 5 that were clogged up to make it back to the original 7? So the Gemara explains the question. Hacha chamisha kamaimik. In the original case that we spoke about, where it was originally 6 tefachim, and it got clogged up until 1 tefach. So we said you could dig up the remaining 5, and we said that it's not an extra tircha to dig so much into the ground. And here also, hacha chamisha kamaimik. Here also, it was 7, now it's 2, and you're just digging 5 tefachim. So maybe that would be permitted. Aydimo, maybe no. Kivin de ikka tefach yisera, since it's an extra tefach that you don't need all the tefachim, because it is sufficient with 4 tefachim, because you already have 2 tefachim that are still remaining. And another 4 would make it into the 6 tefachim of what you need for an amma for the canal, which is 6 tefachim deep. Maybe ikka tefach tvei. Maybe that would be too much effort. We have to bend down for that extra tefach, even though it's the same 5 tefachim, but it's got to go a tefach deeper. Maybe that wouldn't be permitted. So it's going to take a little sense, not clear if this would be equivalent to what we permit from the sixth tefachim that's now a tefach to dig those five, from here, from the seven, which is now two, to dig those five, two, or no, maybe that would be an extra tefach, which would make it too much of a tircha. The Gemara concludes with other permissibilities related to digging up canals. Abaya shor levnei bar hamdach. Abaya permitted for the people of Hamdach, bar hamdach, lishachufi nahara, to rip out the branches of trees that were growing in the river. So to Rabbi Yirmiyah shor lehu lebnei sechavsa, he permitted the people of sechavsa, lemichui nahara tamima, to clear out the source of a spring that got clogged up. Ravashi Sharulhu Lubani Masamachasi permitted the people of Masamachasya, like Duchi Nahar, to go ahead and clear out the sediment which is in the middle of the river of Bornitz. Now, Omar, he said, Kivn Shasim in Eidabim, since this is where the public drinks there, gets their water supply from. So Kirabim Dami has the halachic status as doing something for the public. But none will learn the Mishnah, Isin Kotzarabim, we could do any public needs. Again, there are certain qualifications for what we permitted Malacha to be done. Well, as we said, Davar Avid, we said a few different things, and one of them is Tzarchei Rabim, and therefore these things were permitted to be done because of the need of the Rabim for their water supplies.